sounds fascinating. I mean, can I turn you to a practical matter? Because one of the things that you've done, you and the team, is to create a huge database that's electronically available to anybody who cares to pump into the site and get it through Queen Mary's, in fact, isn't it? Just putting in Google, who were the nuns,
that
brings it up. And on that site, you've got quite an array of tools, really, for the general historian to use. So, I mean, perhaps you could just talk us through what you're trying to make available on the data set and what it is that you think it can help, how it can help people.
The database, I think, works for different groups of people in different ways. And so, by identifying the names of the members, it could satisfy the needs of literary scholars who want to, say they find a name in a book and they know it's a nun from an English convent, they can identify which nun it was who entered her name there. So you can find individuals very quickly. The entry includes parents, includes their place of origin, it includes their date of profession, and their date of death, if we know it. We've got a few missing dates of death because record books disappeared or whatever. So, and we find that we update it all the time. So when we're finding new material about any individual, that can be there. In addition to that, I have to comment on the wonderful family trees that Catherine Keats Rowan has created for the project, because she really decided that she wanted to find out how they were interrelated. So she, a lot of the time from scratch, but starting with the conventual material on this, has created family trees. And these are really, I think, quite unique because they have got so many women in them. Mm. Because, of course, being a female institution, they often recorded the mothers as well as the daughters. Mm. And it's often mothers and daughters who are missing, as you know, from family trees that are published by the conventional genealogical societies. So we're adding women to family trees where there were none. So family historians can, by, say, doing a surname search on the database, can find then a surname that they recognise. And from, if you do that, then you will get a list of people, and it's divided between the members of the convents at the top and then their close associates, their parents mainly, at the bottom. And then you can start clicking on the names, and then you can get to the family trees that way. So it's useful for family historians, local historians who are interested in connections with their immediate locality, because you can find the connections with different counties. So if you're looking for the brothers, or if you've got a male monastic or cleric and you're looking for them, maybe our family trees can help you, because, as you said, a lot of them have brothers who went into the the convents, the seminaries, and
And that database is constant, is available now, but is also constantly being augmented by, in a sense, volunteers now writing into you with comments. Is that correct?
Yes, we would dearly love to have more comments from volunteers, but it is always being updated. One of the things that I think is important, if you're creating a database with public funding, you need to make certain that it is updatable, so that it's not kind of pickled in aspic and any mistake that you happen to make at the beginning remains there. We can upgrade it, we can change it. We've got additional funding now from the follow-on fund from AHRC, which is allowing us to do extra things with the database and to add maps, images of the properties where the girls and women came from. And those are areas where we are particularly keen to have people send me or James Kelly their research, you know, either the their contact details, so that we can add more, because we find that local historians and family historians have details that are not available to us, and so we are very anxious to incorporate that, and everybody will be acknowledged with their initials on the database. So it's a changing database, it's a work in progress. The college has promised to support us for the next 15 years as part of the afterlife. We had to pass an audit, and they decided that our methodology was sound and not difficult to support and updatable. And so we are around for a while, and we hope long after that.
That's excellent news, and it is an example, isn't it, of how the digital revolution has suddenly changed historical research, because as the databases have all improved over time, and generally they all are encouraging wider participation, aren't they, really, and being interactive rather than reliant on just a key team of scholars. They've broadened out. Obviously, I'm familiar with the Clergy of the Church of England database, and that's involved, you know, nearly about 100 volunteers, I think, around the country. Do you also have, I forget, I didn't look again at the webpage to see articles sort of on the various things coming out of the project, in terms of our people writing in articles, or your team are adding articles?
Well, that's one of the things that we plan to do. What happened in the last year and a half of the project, we started off by talking about sources relating to the convents. Because there was so little material available, we decided on a major publishing project of sources, and 6 volumes of sources. The last 3 volumes will appear in January 2013. And so that really took over our time. So we focused on getting those finished. And since the proofs were delivered yesterday, that has meant that other parts of the project were put on hold for the time being. So there are plans to bring in articles. We are, as you know, planning symposia in conjunction with the Historical Association. 2 have been planned so far, one in Sussex, and a second one at the Bar Convent in York in June of 2013. And then there will be 2 more, one we hope in the West Midlands, and the other in East Anglia. And those are being planned to take our communication and show people what we are doing, and invite them to make suggestions as to where they think that they can contribute to this.